A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Beya Daf Tes, Beya 9a, pagination, page 17, starting from the Mishnah, about 8 lines from the top. Beishamai Omer and Beishamai say, Emolichnas Asula Mishovach Leshovach. A person should not move a ladder from one nesting area of the pigeons to another. But is allowed within the same nesting area to move the ladder from one window to another window to access different pigeons. Uvis Hillel Matirin, and Beis Hillel say it's okay even from one shovach to another shovach, from one nesting area to another nesting area, which would require some movement of the ladder. Now, the discussion over here, obviously pertaining to Yom Tif primarily, as far as pigeons go, because you're allowed to shecht the bird on Yom Tif for Yom Tif use. And while there are a degree of considerations, such as that you have to really assess which birds you're designating and which ones you want to use, but as far as the discussion of muktza regarding the ladder, that's really our focus right now. Are you allowed to move the ladder on Yom Tif? What's the problem? Why shouldn't I be allowed to move the ladder for a use? It should be considered a keli. It's certainly a vessel. It's a utensil. It's been fashioned for a purpose. And even if its normal use may be construction, but the kalisha malachto le'isser, something that's normally used for a forbidden use, but I have a good use, a legitimate use for it, I should be allowed to use it on Yom Tif. The classic example of this is a hammer. A person wants to use a hammer, which is normally a construction item. He wants to use it to crack open a coconut. So it's permitted, because there is no other utensil of mutter status that is quite as useful to crack open the coconut. And therefore, the hammer, being the best item, the most useful item, readily available, is an example of klisha malachto le'isser, le'tzorech gufo, for its purpose, for a use involving it itself. And it's mutter, so why should there be a problem with this ladder being moved? Amar Rav Chanan Bar Ami, the Gemara tells us, Rav Chanan Bar Ami explained, machlokas b'shus harabim, there's a machlokas here regarding public area where this ladder is. De Beishamai Savri, what's the problem? Haroe Omer lahatiach gago hutzarech. People who see are going to think that he's moving the ladder in order to fix his roof. Uvis Hillel Savri, and Beis Hillel argue and say, Shovcho mochiach alav, the fact that there are birds' nests over here makes it clear to people that they know exactly what he's doing. Avo b'shus hayachid, but had it been in the private area, divri akol mutter, it would be totally permitted. There is another version of this statement which flips it. If you drop down to about 7-8 lines from the bottom at the end of a line, Ika da Amri, there are others who said this. Amar Rav Chanan Bar Ami machlokas b'shus hayochid. The machlokas was in the private area. De Vishamri is luhud Rav Yehuda marav, v'sil les luhud Rav Yehuda marav, that they're discussing whether something that would be mistaken in public to be for construction purposes, do we have that same prohibition when you're operating in the private domain? But if you were in public, you would not be allowed to do it. As a practical matter, where this leaves us is regarding the classic question whether a person is allowed to move a ladder in the house for a legitimate purpose. One legitimate purpose that sometimes comes up is, let's say, on your porch, you have a shlak, a cover, a plastic cover, on your sukkah. and you want to know what kind of ladder or step stool are you allowed to climb on in order to roll up or unroll your plastic cover to the sukkah. So obviously you need some height. A regular chair isn't sufficient. But what kind of ladder are you allowed to use? A porch setting, we can perhaps argue, is considered indoors still. What would happen if it would be on your front lawn? There are a lot of considerations over here. And one additional factor is that on Amud Beis, on the sixth line, the Gemara tells us, Besulam shel Aliyah, if it's a true ladder of an attic that gets you to the ceiling, to the roof, to climb on top, Divrei HaKol Osur. Then everybody says it's Osur because, as Rashi tells us, it's clear that why are you using this? You're using it to climb onto the roof. Now, just as an aside, there is a case or an observation that would be totally permitted. Dirsha Mishneh Berurah, note 36 in Siman Tav Kuf Yud Ches, observes in the name of Rav Elyashiv that sometimes there are ladders, steps, that are totally designed to climb onto the roof, but it's designed and understood to be recreational climbing onto the roof. Person wants to be on the roof. He has a beach chair up there. He sits there Shabbos afternoon. So that type of ladder, even if it's a fold-up ladder or something coming out that he's climbing, the description here is derech ho'aruba, to climb through a window, a skylight, is going to be permitted because it's understood to be a tzorech heter. That's considered a permissible use. Likewise, it's understood that in the house, a step stool that's used to climb to get to the higher cabinets clearly will not get you onto the roof, so there was no gzeira on it. And it's not really a construction ladder at all. So that's going to be permitted. And if that gives you enough height to fix the shlak on the sukkah, that would certainly be the best. It is also clear that if you have an extremely tall ladder, an extension ladder that gets you to the roof, that that's something that we would not be using on Shabbos and Yom Tov, even if we had a permitted use. That's going to be a case of Sulam Shel Aliyah, and outside you would not be using that, certainly not moving it. The question which falls in the middle and is a subject of discussion is what's called a household utility ladder, a multi-purpose ladder. It has like 3-4 steps. It could be used for some degree of construction. It's not tall enough to be the actual gezeira of Lahatiach Gago to climb onto the roof. It doesn't have enough height on it to climb onto the roof, but it is to some degree a construction ladder. And for the most part, what we try to do is take into account the different considerations of this Gemara, indoors, outdoors, and what the height of the ladder is. And if it's a case of need, because you really don't have enough height for your sukkah to be maintained with the smaller ladder, then we would look for some leniency to try to allow usage of this ladder if indeed the need is compelling. The logic being that even though it may perhaps be used for construction on occasion, but a person looking at this could see that it's multi-purpose. We use it for different things in terms of climbing, accessing higher cabinets to get things out, and perhaps to argue that even though nowadays one might decide to make their own legislation and say, well, it's sometimes used for construction and painting, But the original Gezeira of Chazal was not regarding all kinds of construction uses. The reason they came down hard on the ladder was, the wording is, Lahatiach Gago. He wants to fix his roof. And if this ladder is not tall enough to fix the roof, then perhaps one can argue that it wasn't included in the Gezeira. There is a dissenting viewpoint that is much more strict with it and says that this ladder could be enough to get you to a point where you could already climb onto the roof using protrusions in the brick face or whatever. So if it could be avoided, that taller ladder should be avoided. But if need be, a shaila should be asked, because it is possible to navigate the sugya in a way that would allow the usage of this medium-type ladder. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.